Will you all please pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable for you, God, are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our scripture for today comes from John chapter 15, verses 12 through 15. And give me a moment to find it in my Bible. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. So friends, in case you hadn't realized, we are doing Aladdin today. Now, Aladdin is a story told to children involving magic, a genie, wishes, and a flying carpet. I'm sorry, friends, none of this is real. It's a fairy tale with lessons for adults and children to learn. The story begins with a special cave with treasure that only one person can enter and leave, a diamond in the rough, one whose worth lies far within. So Aladdin is known as a street kid who's a bit creative in how he pays for things, meaning he doesn't have money. He knows his way around the city and all the shortcuts. He's an orphan who makes a way as someone who has nothing and yet, of course, needs to eat and needs other things. One day when he's in the market, he helps out Princess Jasmine, not knowing that she's the princess. Both of them feel trapped in their roles. Aladdin is known as a street rat, or riffraff by people who do not know him. His best friend is Abu, who is a monkey, and he's known for his cleverness. And Jasmine desperately wants a chance to lead. Her father, the Sultan, will not even entertain the idea that one day she might be a leader due to her gender. Now, Jafar is another character. He's an advisor to the Sultan, the ruler of the area, and he uses magic to make the Sultan do what he wants, by essentially putting the Sultan under a spell. Jafar wants the power. He wants to ultimately be Sultan and is willing to do whatever it takes to have that absolute power. And he's looking for that diamond in the rough who can enter the cave to get the thing that will give him even more power. Now, Aladdin, again, he's quite creative, and he really likes Jasmine, thinking that she's the handmaiden to the princess. So he breaks into the palace to return a bracelet and runs into Jafar, who kind of knows that Aladdin is not from the wealthy, let's say. So Jafar tells Aladdin the princess is toying with him, and he's just a commoner. But Jafar thinks that this Aladdin could be the diamond in the rough. So if Aladdin is willing to go into the cave, then he can make Aladdin into something that he is not right now, and maybe Jasmine will notice him. So he does it. He goes into the cave. Turns out he is the diamond in the rough. And so he's looking for this lamp that Jafar wants. While he's there, he frees a magic carpet, and the carpet ends up saving him when they accidentally touch something they're not supposed to, and the cave gets angry. Aladdin also gets double-crossed by Jafar, who ends up trying to take the lamp while not saving Aladdin. However, Abu, the clever monkey, takes it at the last moment, in the nick of time, before the cave opens. So when they are just trying to clean the lamp, they end up that there's a genie who, when you rub the lamp, comes out, who is able to grant three wishes. Now, Aladdin, again, is pretty clever, so he uses this cleverness to trick the genie into getting them out of the cave without officially using a wish. Aladdin wants to become a prince so that Princess Jasmine will like him and maybe even marry him. So he does end up using one of his real wishes to become Prince Ali from Ababwa, which, by the way, totally made up, as one of his wishes. Now, Aladdin struggles to live into this persona of Prince Ali. He only sways the princess to trust and like him when he's fully himself, when he's not trying to be this Prince Ali. So Aladdin ends up using two of his wishes, one to save his life again, and at some point towards the end of the play, it falls into the hands of Jafar. Now remember, he's the Sultan's advisor who wants this absolute power. So he uses his wishes to gain a little bit more power. And Aladdin kind of tricks him into, well, he tells him, you want to be the most powerful. He becomes a sultan, but he's like, but there's someone more powerful than you. You want to become a genie. Genie is all powerful, not remembering that genies live in a lamp. And so hungry for power, Jafar makes his wish to become a genie, and he does. In the final part of the story, Aladdin gets the lamp back, and he holds true to his promise that he made to Genie to use his final wish to free the genie. While the genie is all powerful, he is not free. He is not free. He's never had a true friend. And while he's been all powerful, he's never been in an equal relationship with another. He's never had that true friend. And the genie is on his own quest for freedom, true freedom. And he's completely dependent on another. Someone has to make a wish for him to become free. He cannot free himself. The genie's freedom is like our freedom, friends. We can never be good enough, do enough good things to earn our freedom from sin. We see in the Bible how hard it has been for God's people to be good enough on their own. God has given them commandments. God has given us these commandments, these ordinances to live by, and yet we as people are good at making our hearts about something else, are we not? In the New Testament, we see the Pharisees who are good about following the law. They are the law followers and the lawmakers, and they are so focused on the letter of the law that their own intentions are called into question by God. Even things all of us would see as holy, like praying, fasting, and giving of alms, which means helping those who are less fortunate. Jesus calls out their sin. He sees the true intentions of some of the Pharisees of their heart, which is to be seen as good by others, not to actually do good, but it's all about being seen as good. Now, while the genie in Aladdin is, of course, part of a fairy tale, Jesus is not a fairy tale. Jesus is a person of our triune God, a God who is all-powerful, and a God who desires a full relationship with us. We see in our scripture from John 15 that Jesus has a commandment or an instruction. Jesus is asking the disciples to love one another as he has loved them. No one has greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus has told the disciples all that's going to happen. He's told them that he is going to die, and he is going to defeat death. He is going to be able to give everlasting life to all. Through him, all of us can be reconciled to God. Through Christ, our sin is defeated. The punishment of our sin is death. And through Christ, we too can receive that gift of eternal life, true freedom, a freedom that, like the genie, we cannot earn on our own. This is grace, a free gift from God. And then Jesus does something radical here. He tells the disciples, I no longer call you servants because the servant doesn't know what the master is doing, but I call you friends because everything God has shared with me, I have shared with you. Everything I've heard from the Father. Jesus calls his disciples his friends, no longer servants, as now they know everything. I love how God works. So just last week for our Freeing Jesus Sunday evening Bible study, we looked at what it means to have Jesus as our friend. Diana Butler Bass writes in her book that we're using how friendship is a gift of wisdom. In Genesis, God refers to Abraham as a friend, as they speak face to face, as friends do. Diana Butler Bass writes how children are so pure in their friendship. Think about it. For most preschoolers and elementary schoolers, if you take them to a public playground and there are other kids, they are going to make fast friends, are they not? Children who seconds ago were strangers can suddenly be their best friend and make it the best day ever in their life, right? All they're looking for is someone who will talk to them, someone who might listen every once in a while, and someone who will play with them, do they not? That's what they want. Now, small children do not have cell phones, so they don't share information. This might be a one playground friendship, but it can still be the best thing in the world for the little ones, can they not? They don't care about different things, right? They don't care about the color of one's skin, socioeconomic class, where one lives, any of the barriers that we as adults might create. All they want is someone who will play with them, right? That's all they want, is a friend who will play with them. Bass writes in her book, friendship is contingent on love, real love, compassion, empathy, reaching out, going beyond what we imagine as possible. This is the command that we love. And if we reach out in love, friendship is the result, even friendship with God. And that friendship is mutual, a hand extended and another reaching back. Love is what Jesus has for his disciples and what he feels for his disciples. Despite all their imperfections, and friends, they have a lot just like us. In fact, this very night in John 15, they are going to betray Jesus. They're not going to stay awake when he asks them to. And Jesus knows all this is coming, and yet he calls them friends this very night. When we have real love, love with compassion, empathy, reaching out, going beyond what we think is possible, we have this good friendship, an even friendship with God. This type of friendship is illustrated in this fairy tale of Aladdin. The genie tells Aladdin that others have promised that they will give the genie his freedom, but none have followed through. It's when Aladdin deeply loves and cares for Genie, a love filled with compassion, empathy, reaching out and going beyond what is thought to be possible, that the genie is freed and gains a true friend in Aladdin. Well, friends, Jesus gives us an even better friendship than Aladdin and Genie. This type of friendship is available to all of us. We can experience a freedom we cannot imagine through a genuine relationship with Jesus when we claim the title friend. When we truly love as Jesus loves us. Again, not a shallow love, but a deep love full of compassion and empathy. And when that relationship changes and transforms to friendship. Diana Butler Bass writes in her book, Jesus brought the disciples to the very heart of God and then revealed that God's heart longed for friendship. They were more than servants of God. God was their friend, and they were friends of God. Servanthood, though admirable, is the lesser thing. Friendship, the knowing, loving, and free and joyful giving to another, is the passionate desire of God. How amazing that our God, who is all-powerful, desires to be in that mutual relationship with us, wants to be our friend. God is so different. Our God is so different from what the world expects and different from the leaders that we know, right? Emperors, sultans, kings were all to be feared, and they don't have friends, right? They kill their people who go against them. God, though, is so different. Our God asks us to fear, but out of a different type of fear, a fear out of love and awe and respect. And our God desires to be our friend. William Rollins says friendship is made up of three elements: somebody to talk to, somebody to depend on, and somebody to enjoy. God is all three of these elements for us. God is always listening, and when we quiet ourselves, we might even feel the nudging of what God wants us to hear. I hear God often speak to me through others when I discern, all right, God, you are saying something to me and I need to listen. God is a God that we friends can depend on. God has promised to never leave us or forsake us, and God holds true to that promise each and every day. We don't have all the answers to why things happen in this world, but we do know that God is with us through it all. And our God is a God we can enjoy. And God asks the same of us. Can we be a friend of God? Do we reach out to God as someone to talk to? Is God a being that we depend on? And do we enjoy our time with God? I like to think our creativity often comes from God. And I'm having so much fun with this sermon series and being creative. As we remember, we worship a God who created the world. Talk about imagination, right? And God gives us that gift of imagination and creativity and enjoyment. I hope you all have enjoyed these last few days of Virginia Beach weather. Has it not been so nice to not be sweating just walking outside? Well, friends, Aladdin illustrates what a true friendship can look like when love is fully expressed and includes compassion and empathy. Jesus gives us and the model through the disciples and extends that to us, this type of friendship. God is the type of friendship of love, of that pure love for us, and calls us friend. God's friendship includes freedom. Freedom from the power of sin, freedom from death, and the promise of everlasting life with God. And friends, there is no better friend in the world than God. God will never let us down, unlike ourselves and others. There is no better friend in the world than God. God is always there for us to talk to depend on, and to enjoy. So may God help us to be good friends back to God and to one another. I don't know about you, friends, but I think this world can use a lot more friends. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you. Thank you that you call us friends, that through Jesus we become your true friend. But God, all that is dependent on genuine love. So God, help us to genuinely love you and genuinely love one another. What a wonderful gift you have given us. Help us, God, to give that gift back to you and to one another. Help us to have all those wonderful traits of a good friend, someone to depend on, someone to enjoy, someone we can count on. God, may it start with us. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen.